Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com. Today I'll be speaking with Andre Hartung, who is Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Siemens CT, about a breakthrough CT technology. My dear friend Gene Ostrowski, who is founder of MedGadget.com, is also on the call with us to ask questions. Welcome to the podcast, Andre and Gene.
Welcome. It's a pleasure for me.
Great.
Yes, thank you very much, Val.
I'm glad to have both of you here. So just to set the stage for our listeners, Andre, can you explain what a CT scanner is and how it differs from an MRI?
Okay, both are medical tests that allow you to look into the human body and create, both modalities create images, and these images can be used for diagnosis, while MRI is using a magnetic field in order to produce this imaging. CT is using X-ray. And when you compare both modalities, then CT is extremely fast. It is very easy to perform, and it is very widely available. So more or less every hospital has a CT.
So when would a doctor want to use a CT scanner instead of an MRI machine?
CT is used for all questions related to cancer. For instance, if you want to do a cancer diagnosis, you utilize CT, but as well for follow-up, if you want to monitor whether a treatment is successful, yes or no. But it is always used when time is of the essence. So whenever a patient is in a critical condition, like stroke, but as well for chest pain imaging. And when I like to give you just one example, think about your grandpa is having chest pain. Then typically you have three root causes for this. It can be the lung, it can be the big vessel, so the aorta in the chest, or most common, the coronary arteries. So the question is there a myocardial infarction, yes or no? And with a CT, within a couple of seconds, non-invasively, you can rule out or prove that this coronary artery disease is present and that causes the chest pain. And this was incredible low dose.
Now, just to be clear, you mentioned that MRIs are based on magnet technology. Now, what are CAT scan machines based on?
They're based on X-ray technology. So they're using radiation exposure, using radiation in order to get a three-dimensional image of the human body.
And how much radiation exposure is usually involved in an average or regular CT scanner that we have today?
Well, that really pretty much depends on the kind of examination you perform. If you just take the example that I just made with the chest pain patient, where you want to rule out coronary artery disease, in the past, the radiation exposure was in a range of 5 to 15 millisieverts. And we, with a new technology, have been able to decrease the radiation exposure to down to 1 millisievert. A millisievert is just a way to measure radiation exposure in the patient. And just to give you one more example, every patient is facing, or every human is facing, a natural background radiation exposure, which is in a range, depending on where you live, between 2 and 4 millisieverts. So when you look now for the new scanner doing a scan of the coronary arteries, you only use a quarter of the natural background radiation exposure that everybody is faced to every year.
So as I'm walking around on the streets of Washington, D.C., over the course of a year, my body is exposed to 2 or 3 millisieverts. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's true.
Okay. Very good. Now, Siemens has developed a new CT scanner called the Somatom Definition Flash Dual Source CT Scanner, which is quite a mouthful, but I understand that it is a vast improvement over previous models, and I wanted you to tell me how exactly it's better than the other CT scanners.
First of all, it's a dedicated scanner that has two tubes and two detectors, whether normal scanners have only one tube and one detector. The tube is emitting the radiation, and the detector is getting then the information of the body, and then you can calculate an image out of this. And we use two of them, two tubes, two detector. That makes this system the fastest available scanner on the market. To give you just one example, you can scan the entire body in less than 5 seconds, or if you just look at the thorax, then you can do that in 0.6 seconds, so below 1 second, And in addition to that, it's a scanner that utilizes or that applies only a minimum dose, so less dose than every other scanner on the market as well.
Can I just quickly clarify? Is this the first CT scanner that uses both the dual tubes and dual detectors? Or I know that there have been dual detector CT scanners before.
Okay, Siemens, yeah, that's true. Siemens introduced the first dual-source CT 2005 at RSNA. And based on that experience, we built now the next generation of dual-source CT with significant changes in terms of the detectors and the tubes, and as well with the way we acquire the images. And this enables now the tremendous speed and as well the low dose that we can that we use in order to create clinical images. So it's a second generation dual source CT.
Okay, thank you.
And Andre, tell me a little bit about the PR company is talking about, the light bulb moment that went on for engineers when they realized that two detectors would allow the whole CT image acquisition process to go much faster. Is there some kind of an analogy maybe that you can give us to help the lay listeners understand what this innovation has really brought to CT scanning in general?
Okay. When you think about a camera, a normal camera, when you want to make an image from a moving object, you need to have a certain shutter speed. So you need to be very fast in acquiring that image. Otherwise, you would have movements in your image, and you cannot see a sharp image anymore. What we did with dual source CT is, because we could accelerate the speed so much, and as well the shutter speed of the system, the time that is used in order to create one image is only 75 milliseconds. And these 75 milliseconds enable the first time to now look at, well, as moving objects. For instance, the heart, which moves very fast, minimum 16 beats per minute. And because we have this fast shutter speed now, based on the technology with two tubes and two detectors, we can get very sharp images of even moving objects.
So not only is this fast, but the reason why it's really good to be fast is that it really decreases the patient's exposure to the X-rays, which carry with them some radiation.
Exactly, because you only need to, for instance, acquire the entire heart a quarter of a second. That means instead of 10 to 15 seconds in the past, we can now do the same thing in much less time, in only 250 milliseconds, and that means that we have to use radiation for a much shorter time than we did in the past, and thus decreases significantly the radiation exposure.
Well, that's really important, because I know when I was working in the emergency department, we would have some patients who came to the ER pretty regularly for abdominal pain. And, you know, every time they came in, they would have concerning symptoms, and we had to be careful to make sure they weren't having some kind of internal bleeding or a serious problem. And the best way to figure that out was to do an abdominal CT. But with these people who kept coming back multiple times, you know, we started worrying about their radiation exposure, because every time we did one of these deep abdominal CT procedures, it took so much radiation to get the image of all of their organs internally in the deep structures of the abdomen that, you know, sometimes we would try to weigh the costs and benefits of this, and we would sometimes not do the CT scan because of the radiation exposure, even though we were concerned about the symptoms and wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything emergent going on with the patient. But now it sounds like with these super fast CT scanners with the quick shutter speeds, as you described, maybe that fear that doctors have is decreased substantially now, would you say?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, still, it is always important that there is a clear clinical indication why you scan a patient and look into a patient. And even in the future, this will continue. It always is important that you exactly look at it, as you mentioned, that you have the right balance between the expected clinical outcome of an examination and the potential burden you put on the patient. So with flash dual source CT, we definitely can reduce that burden significantly.
Now, just to give me a sense of how many millisieverts of radiation a person for an abdominal CT with this new technology would experience, you told me that if I just walked around D.C. During the course of a year, I'd probably develop 2 or 3 millisieverts just by being on the streets. What would an abdominal CT scan approximately give a person at this point with the new technology?
And utilizing the fast scan speed and optimize really the image quality, the parameters that you use with a CT, you will be in a range of the natural radiation background exposure. So in depending on the size of the patient, in a range of 2 to 4 millisieverts.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, can this new technology be adapted for use in a trauma bay in an emergency department?
Well, especially in emergency cases, we believe speed is of importance. So when every second counts, for instance, after a motorcycle accident, when you do have a situation where you have multiple injuries present potentially and you have to look into the entire body in a very short time to make sure that you can rule out the most critical injuries within a couple of minutes. And this is exactly where dual source CT fits perfectly into that concept, because within a couple of seconds, you have a clear image of the entire body, the inside of the entire body, and can make decisions that can be very critical for the patient. You can save time and maybe potentially even save a life when you get fast enough this information. And therefore, yes, we believe CT will play, and especially dual source CT will play an important role as well in trauma settings.
Well, I certainly agree. I mean, I can think of times where in the trauma bay we'd have a patient who is in critical condition, you know, come in from a motor vehicle accident, for example, and we would have loved to send them to the CT scanner to get a fuller appreciation of their internal damage, but, you know, we couldn't spare the 10 minutes it would take. They were just too critical. So we ended up, you know, doing ultrasound, a fast exam or whatnot, just doing the best we could and keeping the patient as safe as possible. But now, because this technology is so rapid, it'll give physicians, it sounds like, a whole lot of better information upon which to make clinical judgments. So that's really exciting. Now, I wanted to ask you, for a patient who undergoes one of these new scans in the Somatom definition / dual source CT scanner, what is their experience like? What does this feel like, look like for them?
Well, for the patient, in most of the cases, he will not even mention he will not even feel recognized that the examination is already over, because it's simply a thing of seconds. There is no intense preparation needed because of the speed of the scanner. Not even a breathhold is required anymore. And the maximum scan time would be 5 seconds for the entire body and sub-second for a chest. And it's completely painless. So for the patient, I think it's quite a good experience.
So are they're lying on their back, I suppose, most of the time for the scan. And then does the bed part move really fast, or does the what's the move? So the bed. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it has to move fast, of course. Otherwise, you would not be ready in a couple of seconds. What happens is that the table moves for this few seconds pretty fast, with 43 centimeters per second, and for the region that you define prior to the scan that you are interested in, and then it's done. So it's really fast and convenient procedure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you have to accelerate the patient to fairly high speed. Is there a fairly long table at the beginning and end of the?
It's a dedicated table that needs 30 centimeters to accelerate to the speed of 43 centimeters per second, and then the imaging starts. Yes, you can move the table wider than a regular table, Orton.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to imagine this, and I imagine people would need a seatbelt to be going.
No, because
so fast.
It's the kind of linear acceleration. Otherwise, you would have movement artifacts as well in the image. So you need to accelerate smoothly till you reach a certain speed, and then you start your scan.
Gotcha. Now, Andre, how many hospitals in the United States do you think will have one of these new scanners in the next year or so?
I mean, the question is, who would really benefit from it? And just the things we mentioned already in our interview, I believe that most of the academic centers, and especially centers that offer maximum care to the patient, including trauma and emergency, would benefit from this technology. So we will see in the next year that many hospitals will invest in such technologies. It's hard now to predict the real number, but we had some experience with the former dual-source CT generation, and you will see that most of the academic centers are going to invest in such a technology.
Now, I'm going to ask a difficult question.
How much does it cost?
Yes, you anticipated it. I just want to get a sense. I mean, because it sounds really great,
yeah.
But obviously healthcare is already almost prohibitively expensive, and so everyone's very price conscious, and I wonder how much more expensive percent-wise this might be than the CT scanners that folks have at this point.
Let me start a little bit differently, if you allow, and then
sure.
Come to the cost point. I mean, that's what we tend to do within Siemens is that we spend a significant amount of money in R&D, and we do so because we believe in innovation leadership. But innovation does not mean that we invest in something in order to prove the technical feasibility. We really are primarily driven by the benefit that we believe we can deliver. And this benefit exactly is something that we have to show to our customers, to their patients, and then they see that it's worth to do this investment because they do get as well a return on investment on that is attractive. Even in critical times, this type of benefits, if you can provide them, then you see that there is a willingness to invest in such a technology in order to serve the patient best. When you look into, there is a high-end market in CT, and we are not alone there. There are other equippers as well that do provide very high-end equipment, and this new scanner will be pricing-wise in the same range and not more expensive than these high-end scanners or the others. But with a difference that we make a unique clinical advantage that currently only we can deliver.
Andre, what's the most important thing for patients to know about this new CT scanner?
I mean, the most important thing is that it's let me use that analogy. I mean, it's dual source and delivers at the same time dual benefit. It offers a tremendous speed. And in addition, it delivers the lowest possible dose available today.
You've been listening to a podcast with Andre Hartung, Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Siemens CT. I'm Dr. Val Jones, founder of GetBetterHealth.com, and Gene Ostrowski, founder of MedGadget.com, has been on the call as well. Thanks for listening.